end from this time forth and forevermore. Isn't that a precious promise that he's made to us who are his children? That he will keep us. And so my salvation depends not upon me being perfectly able to understand every word of the book of Revelation, every word that the prophet Zechariah and Ezekiel wrote. It doesn't depend upon me being perfect in every step that I take. It depends upon the amazing grace of God. That's what it depends upon. And those who were saved in the Old Testament, Abraham and Sarah, you remember they lied to Pharaoh and Abimelech? And you remember Elijah. He said, "Lord, just let me die. I tried to resist Ahab and Jezebel. And just let me die because there's nobody but me all by myself standing up against them." You're not the first person to get discouraged. Won't be the last. What about David? David lusted after Bathsheba. He committed adultery with her. And whenever he was confronted by Nathan, or rather whenever he tried to cover it up, he killed her husband. If God could save David and say about him, "This man's a man after my own heart," he could probably do something about me and save me the same way, couldn't he? You look at the statement, Noah became drunk and lay naked after the flood. You'd have thought, "Man, I'm not going to ever get involved in sin," but he did. And Peter denied our Lord. And if God could save those kind of men that are listed in Hebrews 11 as men of great faith, there's hope for me and you, isn't there? We can have an assurance of salvation. So what we have as we come to the conclusion of this, how do I know that I'm saved? We sing a song sometime, "Standing on the Promises of God My Savior." And when we're standing on the promises, we can rest assured we are saved. Now I want you to think about the statement in Romans 8:17 as we bring our lesson toward a close. Paul is trying to tell us how we can be saved and know we are saved in Romans 8:16 and 17. "For the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that you are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." Now you've got two testimonies that are given. The Spirit bears witness on this side. On this other side, my spirit bears witness. The Spirit bears witness with my spirit that we are the children of God. Well, now where is the witness of the Spirit? The Spirit speaketh expressly. It's expressed here in this word. And look at the testimony of the Spirit. The Spirit, as it comes forth, it says, "Unless you believe that I am he, you should die in your sins. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And I can over here stand and say to you unequivocally, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. His spirit and my spirit harmonize in this place. You see that? He comes again and he speaks. "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." And my spirit can say, "I made a decision when I was 12 years old to turn my back on sin. And I've generally done that most all of my adult life." Doesn't mean I've lived sinlessly. There are times that I've stumbled and I've fallen. I had to repent again and get up and go on. But I have tried my best to yield my spirit to the leadership of God. The Spirit's witness and my spirit agrees. The Spirit says,
Except you will confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father who is in heaven. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans 10 and 10. And whenever one came forward to be baptized, he said, here is water. What's to keep me from being baptized? And he said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he confessed, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. When I was 12 years old, I went forward before an audience in Groveton, Texas, and I stood before that audience and I confessed the faith that I have in Jesus. And I've not quit confessing it since then. My spirit agrees with the Lord's spirit. And he said also, repent and be baptized. That same Sunday, they took me down to my Uncle Bill's pond because we didn't have a baptistry in our building like you have here. And Richard Cravey waded out in the water about this deep. And he baptized me, my sister Barbara, and my friend Robert Stubblefield all that same day. And I can tell you I'm saved, not because I feel it here in my heart, but because the Spirit bears witness with my spirit that we are the sons of God. And my friend, you can have that same assurance, that same hope, that same guarantee of salvation if you'll yield yourself in obedience to God. Sometimes I hear people say, I'm just not sure I can make it all the way. It's such a hard course. You take the first step